Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Friday edition. Well, I guess it's only a Friday edition every week. Blitz is here.
Yeah. Hi.
Welcome to the program. 813-90-BUBBA. If you'd like to interact with the show, I say we'd love to have you. That's just word vomit. I don't think I actually mean that.
No, we definitely don't mean it.
Yeah, some of you guys suck or terrible calls. We got one right now. I don't want to take one right out of the gate. I feel like I got to get warmed up a little bit. I don't want to just throw the ball to somebody else, you know. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to play with the ball a little bit myself, you know what I mean? You know what I mean.
Sure.
I know
what you mean.
Right.
Yeah.
I do want to get started.
Thank God.
There's a lot of things that happened this week, and I kind of have to jot some of them down. And I got a lot of shit up on, as you can see here. Unfortunately, apparently, I share this trait with Tuttle, where I make a lot of cubes. I was doing math on one of my papers here. I'm doing numbers, math. I was doing a pedigree chart. I think we were talking about incest. Are we on Twitch?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Maybe I just need to refresh this. Just give me one moment. I think we were talking about incest or something, and we were talking about, like, cousin fucking, and I had to do, like, a little quick pedigree chart to see how blood related. Yeah, that's what it's called, a pedigree chart. To see how related you would be if like a cousin to a aunt or something like mm-hmm. that. So I was doing half time. I was just doing fucking some math clearly during the show.
Okay.
And it's totally fine. You can totally fuck your cousin and have a baby and it's probably going to be okay. The only thing you're going to run into issues with is if you fuck someone in your immediate family, like a father, a sister, brother, mother, then you're going to run into some issues. But okay. other than that, you should be green lighted. I think even if you went like uncle, like if I fucked my uncle and we had a kid, we would probably be okay. Probably be fine.
That's assuming that you had a kid and it'd be okay to begin with.
Right, right. We're not talking about the environmental, you know, me being a parent. That would fuck the kid up completely in a different way. But we're just talking genealogically, genetically.
Yes.
I think you could probably fuck an uncle and be just fine. People
is that the
did
official stance of the show?
Yeah, I would. I'm going to take that back. Let's just do first cousins to be sure. People fucked their first cousins for centuries, for millennia, and I think most of them were fine. Most of them were fine. And you think about, like, why, like, fucking a member of your family is gross. Like, ew, a cousin. It's like, dude, if I had a tribe of, like, 40 people, usually they were about in the ballpark of 150, but say you had a smaller tribe of 40, you're probably going to be related to half those people anyways. So it's like, yeah. And then maybe half are female, so you can't, if I'm a chick, I can't mate with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this isn't 2021. You can't have a penis and be considered a female. You know what I mean? And then you think some of them are out of your age range. Maybe some of them are toddlers. So what you're left with, the pick of the litter might be your fucking cousin. And you just have to cousin fuck. Otherwise, that's the end of your tribe. And we can't be having that.
Well, you got to think it was probably only bad once people were told it was bad. Because before you knew it was bad, you probably like it probably didn't matter.
But here's the thing, though. There is an inherent, and why it's taboo in pretty much every culture, is there's an inherent disgust when it comes to people that you were reared with. So they did this study with, like, kids that were raised on kibbutzim in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a commune, and they were raised together. Hello? Oh, there it is. Sorry, my headphones went out. These kids were raised together pretty much since birth. So when they would think of, like, say, you know, Johnny, having sex with Johnny was, like, disgusting because it was, in their mind, it was kind of like a brother,
okay.
Right? So none of the kids from the kibbutzim that grew up together had sex and got married. None of them. Maybe, like, one or two, but most of them did not because when you're reared with someone from a very young age, your brain, even though you know that they're not related to you, your brain registers that as a sibling. And you're like, that's no good for genes.
Okay. So I have nothing to reference that against personally because it was me and my brother. So I'm, you know, I was like, I'm not going to have sex with my brother to for any reason. but like also my cousins and stuff, like most of them I've seen once or twice. So it's not like we grew up together.
Yeah.
So I don't have that, like, hey, you know, she's my sister, you know.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. And I remember looking up online, I think probably in maybe like 1998. Like, I remember I was like dial up, like, doo-doo-doo-doo. Mm-hmm. Is it normal to have a crush on your cousin? Because I know you said you have hot cousins.
Yeah.
I had a cousin that was 2 years older than me. And I thought he was super cool, and he was, like, a really good soccer player. And I feel like it, like, would have been my type, you know, had I dated when I was a teenager, but okay. I didn't because I was a loser. But, like, wore a cool backwards hat, like, liked Weezer. He was driving, obviously, at 16, and mm-hmm. I was 14. He was driving us around, and sometimes people would think we were together, and I would kind of like that.
Okay.
And I was weirded out. Now, we didn't grow up together. I would see him maybe once, twice a year, three times max,
right.
For a couple days at a time. You know what I mean? It
yeah.
wasn't like we grew up together, but I just thought he was so cool. And it was kind of weirding me out that mm-hmm. I would have, it wasn't like sexual feelings. It was like, I just wanted to be around him and I wanted him to think I was cool.
Okay.
Like, I admired him and I wanted him to admire me back. Now I don't think he's cool at all, so we're fine. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I love my cousin Andrew. He's my favorite cousin. I only have three first cousins, but he's my favorite.
Okay.
But anyways, I remember that at the time thinking that I was a disgusting, mm-hmm. gross. But I looked online and they're like, yeah, that's like pretty normal.
I think it is.
Because think about it, like it's your family, so you probably have some shit in common, mm-hmm. right? So like we're both Jewish, so we can like vibe on that, and
gross.
Exactly. And then we're both into sports, we could vibe on that because you have like some similar interests, you got some similar genes, but we weren't raised together, so
correct.
I didn't register that as like a relative. Even though I knew, it's hard to describe. There's things that are like subconscious that you just, things that give you a visceral response.
Do you think any of the stories that have been told are real? That people are like, oh, well, I met this lady and she was perfect and we got together and we want to get married and then we find out we're like brother and sister?
I've heard a few of those, like they were separated at birth and
then
like
they one was adopted.
Find each other.
Yeah.
I do think that you're... People always say, like, opposites attract. I don't believe that that's fucking true for a second. Maybe there's, like, a little bit like, oh, you're my strength, my weakness. But for the most part, it's birds of a feather flock together.
Yes, absolutely.
You got to be compatible. You got to have similar goals, values, lifestyles, you know, a way that you think about things.
Your core beliefs have to be fairly similar.
Yes.
And then what works is like if you're like, well, hey, I do this and they go, well, okay, well, I don't, but I like doing this, and it kind of complements each other. Like, that's fine. But the core beliefs have to be
pretty in sync.
Yeah.
And also just compatibility in terms of sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't be with someone who is super, super high strung. Like, I mean, more than me, kind of like the woman that we saw, the anchor on the show.
Oh, God.
At first it was endearing, but then it got annoying really fast. Mm-hmm. I can't be with someone like that, but I also can't be with someone who's too low energy. So there's a lot of things when it comes to chemistry. But I feel like someone who is similar to you is probably going to be obviously the most compatible mm-hmm. with, obviously. So yeah, I could see that you would want to, you know, fuck a sibling, a long lost sibling. You meet him and you go, wow, you're attractive. You look like me. I've had someone say that to me before, be like, Anna, you are attracted to people who could be your brother. Will says that to me all the time.
Okay.
He's like, I go, I think that guy's hot. He goes, yeah, that could be your brother. I go,
right. I see that.
Yeah, I like Mediterranean muscle. What am I? Mediterranean muscle, exactly. Many of you saw the video from Wednesday. You're probably very impressed. That is the correct response to have. To seeing that video is being impressed. I honestly didn't know that my back was looking that good, to be honest with you.
It's
the best part of my body.
It's
and the
very
sad,
impressive.
Sad thing is I never see it. I see it. You got to take like a picture or something, but...
I've seen you wear like around here tank tops and stuff, but not
rarely, but
they don't, but the tank tops you wear don't show off your back like
right.
that. Like,
I'm
like
wearing
that,
one.
Yeah. Like the one you got on doesn't show really show
no.
off your back at all.
Compliments of Scout and Big Gulp. Thank you so much. Yeah. And I'm not, it's funny cause like I got some responses from it, but it's kind of off brand for me because I don't post stuff with my body.
Mm-hmm.
And even then it's like, it's funny. Most women are showing off their ass and tits. And I'm like, check out my delts. Like,
right.
It's off brand for me. I find it to just be, it's weird. Cause that's the content I consume, but that's not the content I like to produce.
I completely get it.
I much rather flex my brain than my muscles, even though every once in a while, you know, when Bubba hypes me up, I do like to flex on camera, but it's pretty rare. There's a lot of things going on right now circling in my mind. I see the calls, and Scooter's going to start talking shit about how I'm not taking calls. Just, we want to get warmed up. We got plenty of time for calls, so I'm going
to
let
There's no requirement to take calls.
There's no requirement to take calls. And also, for those that don't know, Jake from State Farm, do not call more than once during a show. And I don't give a fuck if it's a 6-hour show. Don't call more than
you're
once.
Asked. Call back
unless you were asked to call back or we're talking to Dan and someone has a question.
There's a few exceptions, but for the most part, once per show,
please and thank
and
you.
By the way, that's pretty much common with every show,
right? I mean,
like,
and
every station, every show, anywhere, like that's the default.
Someone wants me to flex. Okay, there you go. But yeah, so like Jake from State Farm calls in on Kevin's show. We talked to him for at least a good 12 to 15 minutes, and then he was like, Anna's not taking calls. It's like, dude,
I keep calling and Anna's not taking calls.
15 minutes for one person who's not on the show is a long fucking time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, once a show, again, I'm not going to ignore calls the whole show, but I just kind of, it throws us off a groove. And then, you know, if it's someone and they piss me off and I'm thinking about that, and it's just, it's no good. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that is on my mind that I brought up to you. And I think that I could bring this up to a wider audience to see what you guys think.
Okay.
Because I think that there's a lot of not controversy. What's the word I'm looking for? There's a very different responses. Some people really go one way, and some people feel very strongly in the other direction. What is the right thing to do? I don't know, but I will give you the situation. So I believe this was Wednesday. I was, you know, just scrolling through dudes on Bumble. Just it's almost like a mindless thing. It's like almost soothing for me.
Yeah, it's something you do all the time.
I do it more than I probably should, for sure. And then when I realize when my brain is like completely rinsed out of dopamine from that, I go, this isn't fun anymore, but you just continue to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I go, it's time to stop. I'll get frustrated, or I'll just be like, this is boring or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just perusing through Bumble, as one does, and I saw a familiar face.
Oh.
A person that I know that is dating a friend of mine.
Okay.
And this guy was on there, and I went, oh, well, that's interesting. I know him and his girlfriend. Crazy. The first thing I thought was, well, let's not jump to conclusions here, right? I mean, mm-hmm. he could have... I know people, I think I did this when I was in a relationship. I'm not quite sure. I don't know if I deactivated my account or if I just removed the app on my phone. Because sometimes people just go, oh, well, I'm in a relationship now. And they delete the app,
yeah.
But they don't deactivate the account. So it's still in the ether. So wait,
Go ahead. Sorry.
My first reaction mentally was, oh, he probably just fucking deleted it off his phone. I give people the benefit of the doubt, not always, but I do know this person. I go, probably just fucking, you know, deleted it off his phone. Upon further examining the profile, and once you find a profile that you need to keep, you start carrying your phone like this, and you start being very careful with this. You don't want to swipe left. You don't want to swipe right. You don't want to double tap anything, because God forbid that sends a light. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just really careful. I start reading the bio, and he's talking about what kind of girl he wants. I'm like, interesting, because I know his girlfriend that kind of matches, but kind of doesn't. And then I notice something interesting. On Bumble, they have a few different badges, the things that kind of, whatever, denotate your profile as X, Y, or Z. There was a badge that said, new here.
Ooh.
New here. Huh.
Hmm.
New here. You gotta touch the dick. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta chub it up a little bit. You have to touch the account to make it move and say new here.
Yeah.
You're not going to just get a new here badge by just staying there for years on end and letting the profile marinate. You got to chub it up a little bit. You got to touch it. He was fucking around with that account. And I started doing some research, like what new here badge denotes. Does it mean, could it stay there for a year? Could it stay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Does it depend on how many swipes you've made? Maybe you've been on there for 5 years, but you've made 2 swipes. Can it stay? Yeah, I don't know. I looked online, and it seems like it's about 3 to 14 days that you have that badge after creating you have to create a profile.
Okay.
So I went, well, that's interesting, because I literally saw a picture of these two that was posted the day before.
Oh.
The day before. I doubt they broke up in the last 12 hours. They're still together. Guys online looking at shit.
Yeah, that's not that's not a good look.
Not a good look at all. Now, my father taught me 2 things in my life, very important lessons. Number one was manners. And I don't want to say, he didn't like beat the shit out of me, but he was very aggressive when it came to manners, as he should have been.
Absolutely.
If I got out of someone's car, like someone carpooled and brought me home, and I didn't say thank you, I mean, we are talking about an aggressive grasp of the wrist. Sometimes the neck, not around the neck, but like my dad, when I was a kid, I remember, and he would want to control where I was walking, he would put his hand, not firmly, but not like strangling me, behind my neck, and we're going this way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going this way. And you just have to go that way, obviously. Again, not choking me out, not strangle, not a, you know, rear naked choke, nothing like that, but just he would guide me. So if I was ever acting up or I didn't say please and or thank you, it was a swift turnaround and a, what do you say? So my
mother did that.
Yes. So very important lesson.
Absolutely.
Manners was probably the best thing either parent ever taught me.
Yep.
It's just, it takes you so much farther.
I completely agree.
And not only that, people are polite to you when you're polite to them. It just makes for a better experience on planet
There's
Earth.
No question.
Yes, absolutely. And people want to be acknowledged and they want to be appreciated, and manners does both.
So what was the other thing he taught you?
So the other thing he taught me is don't fuck with other people's business. It's none of your fucking business, is what he would say. It's none of your business, bitch. Don't ever start drama. Don't ever start problems. You know, when you're a kid, you ask, Dad, what would you do? And blah, blah, blah. And I think one day something came up about infidelity.
Okay.
About, like, if you knew something about a friend, would you? He goes, fuck no. None of my fucking business. I don't get involved in anybody's shit. I'm not a rat. I don't rat people out. I'm not a snitch. I just mind my business. And that also has served me very well over the years. Just you. Now, that doesn't mean you don't gossip. Please, please. You talk shit about people behind their back because you're a lady or a gentleman.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Yes. And I've told you this. I never tell. And again, if physical harm, we take that out of the equation. Obviously, if I knew that this boyfriend was going to kill my friend, I'd be like, hey, he hired a hitman, so I just want to let you know you're going to die. Like, that's different.
Like, I need someone to pay for the drinks.
Right, exactly. But when it comes to people's relationships, like, you just fucking, you just stay out of the way. It's none of your business. So, again, that doesn't mean that I don't talk about people behind their back. It's probably one of my favorite things to do. So, of course, I reach out to a few people that know this person, and we discuss it, and we kind of laugh. And my friend said, so what are you going to do? And I go, what do you mean, what am I going to do? She's like, are you going to tell the girlfriend that the boyfriend is on the dating app?
Mm-hmm.
I said, fuck no. Hell no. Absolutely never. Never, ever. Now, some people don't agree with that. Maybe it's you. Maybe I'm going to ask for calls. Go ahead.
I'm raising my hand.
You don't agree with that.
I don't.
Does it depend on how close you are to the friend?
It does. And I know, like, some situations, so I kind of get...
Yeah, don't...
I get it here. Yep, that's all I'm going to say. Yep. But if it's a good friend, you have to tell them.
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know if I would do that. I know you asked me yesterday about my best friend here, if her husband was cheating on her, and they have a child together.
Yep.
Would I say something? I don't know.
And I said,
fucking don't know.
And I said, you absolutely should, because I would want to know.
Okay, but like, again, I feel like I would want you to find out, but I don't want to be the one to tell you. I know that sounds terrible.
No, I get that.
But it's like, they're married. They have a child together. Am I going to fuck up that child's life because I let something out of the bag?
Do you just like leave your phone on the counter face up with the screenshot there, like, and turn off your screens and everything until she walks by and sees it?
I don't.
You're like, hey, I'm at my friend's house. We're drinking, and I'm just going to leave my phone sitting here.
Yeah, I'm not a homewrecker. I know people who are that say, like, I knew a girl who some guy on a dating app reached out to her and was like trying to date her. And she did some research and found out that person had a wife or a girlfriend. And she contacted the girl, like a person she doesn't fucking know. And was like, hey, your boyfriend's online doing shit. I'm like, what is she? Is she trying to get kids? First of all, that's just dangerous. Because that girl's probably going to come after you. You don't fucking know. Like, I don't know. You know, what if the guy's crazy and then he comes after me with his boy? Like, I don't know. People are crazy and we're in Florida. You can't take any chances. But I'm reaching out to the Bubba Army. What is the right thing to do? Now, it could be completely benign, right? Maybe she's in on it. Maybe they're looking for a third.
Did it say that, though?
No, but I mean,
but you're right. I mean, it doesn't have to say
that. We don't know.
But...
there's been cases. I talked to another friend about it, and he said he saw the same thing with one of his boys. He saw the girlfriend online, and he didn't say anything. Turns out they had a little bit of an arrangement where he was into some offbeat sexual stuff.
And that's fine. But...
totally fine. But then, you know, then I don't want to get involved in that. Like, maybe she knows, and it's happy days. I don't think it's happy days in this situation.
I agree with what OFF says.
What is that? If you're really close to that person, they would want you to tell them. You wouldn't want to be the one wrecking the home. The person being a cheating dick does that. True, but also, if everyone is happy and nobody knows. Listen, if they're really unhappy and they're doing a lot of cheating, they're going to get caught anyways. I just don't need that heat to be on me.
I get it.
I don't need that heat to be on me at all. No, thank you.
I still want to know.
You want to know because you're like me and you don't want to ever be made to look like a fool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
but
the quicker, the better.
The quicker, the better. But if you're on a fucking dating app, like, do you know how many people are seeing that profile? You're bound to get caught.
Right. And you look even more like a fool because it's up there still.
Yeah.
The longer it's up there, the more people see it, the more of a fool you look.
Yeah, it's a fucking bad. Again, if you're doing it on the DL and you're trying to hide it, this guy's like not even trying to hide it.
Right.
Like, not even trying to hide. I mean, there are people. This isn't a huge town. It's a pretty small town. It's everybody's like 2 degrees of separation away mm-hmm. from each other. You know what I mean? I meet people. Oh, you know this. Because we all live in the same fucking town. And then the smaller your radius.
Right.
If you set it to like a 20-mile radius.
Yeah.
It's like you're bound to run into someone you know at
Absolutely.
Some point. Or someone that knows someone. You know what I mean? It's just stupid. People are bad criminals. I would be a great criminal. I'd be the Brian Laundrie of murderers. I really would be. I really would be. My sister would steal. I don't know if you had this issue with, like, you know, a boy or if it was even a big deal, but my sister would always, like, steal my clothes and then she would, like, dirty them or she's gonna hate me for saying this, but one time she, like, perioded in one of my pants and stuff.
My
and, like,
brother did that a few times.
And, like, threw the pants in the back of her closet and I found everything. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, if you're gonna steal my clothes or borrow them without asking, put them back. I would take her clothes and I would make sure it was the same hanger, like, because I'm super meticulous. I'm like, it's 4 hangers from the left and it's the blue hanger. And I'd make sure it was exactly where I found it. And this bitch would just be like, crumple shit up, throw it away. And she goes, I didn't do it. What? Yeah. Right. Because I perioded in my own pants and I crumpled them up and I threw them in the back of your closet, you dumb bitch.
My brother would like take like my bicycle and things like that and like wreck it or like do something, you know, mess it up somehow and then like put it back and be like, I don't know what happened. I'm like, yeah, well, it wasn't dad that took the fucking bike out.
Right.
Like, how did the seat get all fucked up?
Bitch. Exactly. The worst criminals ever. But then what happened ended up happening, which was just poetic justice. She was rapidly started gaining weight. So she just couldn't fit into any of my clothes anymore. So it was poetic justice because she was like, I don't want to borrow. I can't borrow that shirt or those pants. And she never borrowed them again. Happy days. She looks great now. Love you. I might see you soon. Maybe not. Hello. First call of the show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for calling. Who's this? You sound nice.
This is Ralph from Jersey.
Hi, Ralph from Jersey.
You should probably call. Or you should probably message him and say, oh, hey, what's going on? How's your wife doing?
It's a girlfriend, boyfriend stitch. Why would I do that? That sounds, because then that makes me look fucking suspicious. Super sus.
Right.
Like, because then it sounds like I'm hitting on him because he's not going to
know.
I didn't swipe right on this asshole. I swiped a left after I took many screenshots.
Right.
Well, if he was up to no good and he deleted his profile after that, then you'd know. You'd know exactly where.
I can't go check on the profile.
Yeah,
it just goes into the ether.
Right. It's.
Yeah, I'm sorry you don't know how dating apps work. And and thankfully you don't, because I can tell you're either happy being single or you're married in a relationship.
No, I'm married. So
see, exactly.
I don't know
you
how
don't
how
know.
It work at all.
Yeah, lucky, you.
Lucky you that you don't know how apps work. Thank God
how
you don't know.
Fucking shitty they are.
It's a fucking shitstorm. Love is a battlefield. But yeah, I can't just pick up a profile because there's thousands of profiles out there. So once you swipe left, unless you pay extra so you can go backwards for a second, you swipe left, it's just in the ether. You can't you're not going to re-find it again. You might run into it later by just happenstance, but probably not.
Well, he'll probably make a new one at some point, so you'll be able to see him.
Yeah, it was the new here badge that really caught my eye, because at first I was like, oh, and then I went, what the fuck is that?
Here's my feelings on it. If she knows and is either okay with it, I mean, obviously you can't tell without saying, but like if she knows or whatever, then like whatever. If she doesn't know, then fuck that motherfucker.
All right, then make a fake profile and say, hey, I have a friend, and her name's whatever his wife's
name
is.
Too much work.
And she's this tall, and she, you know, her husband's a dick trying to hook up with a friend.
Okay.
And then try to freak him out a little bit.
Again, I can't just pick up a profile out of thin air, but I appreciate the ideas.
Need,
the creativity is really
two.
There. Okay, we're going to answer line two. Thank you. Right. I have a feeling this is going to be someone I don't want to talk to. Would
Actually,
that be correct?
No, you're wrong. Answer it, though, please.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Anna.
Hi, Tease.
Hey, what's going on, Anna Bliss? How y'all doing?
Oh, hi. What's going on? I was like, geez.
Hey,
yeah.
I've been hanging out trying to pay you guys some money.
I know.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Jesus. Man, I'm like, how hard is it to, like, you know, throw some dollar bills to get into Royalty 2022?
Yeah, you haven't even gone to the first one. You're already paying for the second one.
Exactly. Well, listen, you know, because, listen, man, I don't know how to do this Twitch bullshit because I don't have time. You know, I mean, I own a pool cleaning business, so I'm either cleaning pools or driving. So, I just listen to you guys on TuneIn. Love it. But, I mean, I just can't, like, you know, I'm watching you now because I'm just, like, waiting to, like, thanks to Lummy. Mm-hmm. I had to catch him dragging in the garbage cans to go, hey, yo, Lummy, tell him to answer the phone.
Well, I saw you type in chat earlier that you wanted to start whatever, but I didn't know that you were actually here.
Yeah, I said I'm here. Well, here's the thing, too, man. I think I'm on Twitch on two different names. Because I tried to do it on the phone, I didn't think it worked, but apparently it did. Did it on the computer, so I'm fast tracked to royalty because that's why I nicknamed myself that because I pretty much did that.
Right.
Showing up with 2,000 G's large, you know.
Oh yeah.
But you know, and I'm like, well, damn, I don't know how to do bits and how to do the, you know, donate. I don't know how all this.
I mean,
the day is long.
Cash is the best bang for the buck, anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I like to come by and say hi and just like, hey. And is it cool? I know Bubba said I could come to $199 next week if it's still cool. I still want to come.
Let me ask him and let you know.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, he told me last. I was at the last one. And he's like,
cool.
Yep, you want to come to the next one? And I'm like,
awesome.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. We'll see you there.
I'm here. I'm at your gate right now.
Oh, right now. Okay.
I'm sitting there looking at your gate, girlfriend.
Is Lummy still out there?
Yeah. I saw Lummy. And Lummy circled back because he's like, listen. He's like, he saw my truck sitting there. He's like, I called him. You told me to come. So let me take off to go see Wilbur. So.
Do you need to open the gate for her?
Yeah, I could do that in a second.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm right here. I'm looking at the gate.
Cool. All right.
Give us a few minutes. We'll take a break.
We'll take a break and we'll come out.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Tease.
See you in a minute. You got
Perfect.
It. Pretty girl. You got
All right.
it. All right.
Thank
Bye.
You. We'll take one call and then we'll go to break. Hi, Perfect. Who's this?
Hey, Anna, it's David Hernandez.
What's up,
Hi,
David?
Hi, David. What's up?
I just wanted to update you guys on my apartment.
Okay, yeah, do that.
Great.
You had the mold issue.
Yeah, everything they did is good. They had to take all the walls down and everything.
Whoa.
Wow.
Did they put them back up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Am I breathing better than I was before?
Oh, you sound way better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Well, I'm glad to hear that they took care of that and we don't have to get Jay involved.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
I'm really looking forward to going to the party, you know?
Barb?
Cool. Yeah, the party.
Okay.
The barb.
Awesome.
And you don't live too far, right? You're in Brandon. Did I remember that correctly? Okay. Yeah, that's not far at all.
Cool.
What, like 25 minutes away?
Yeah, I don't think I would need a hotel.
Probably not.
Yeah. I feel like you're not a big drinker. Something tells me you're not.
Because I'm
diabetic.
Got
a lot of medication, don't you?
He's diabetic.
And then a sugar. Okay, stay away. Gotcha.
And Anna, I need your help.
Oh, Christ. All right, there's very few things I'm good at. What do you need?
Whatever you like.
What do you need?
He said, you know, my kidneys aren't working very right.
Oh, shit. Are you on dialysis?
Oh, well, no, Anna has two kidneys. She doesn't need both of them.
Fuck off! Are you asking me for a goddamn organ?
I'm on a verge of dialysis if I don't...
You are breaking up.
Oh, Tease is outside. Don't forget, Tease is outside.
Cannot come to the phone. No, I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, I'm on the verge of...
Dialysis.
Right. Don't change my diet.
So change your fucking diet.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What you love ice cream too much? What do you mean you're trying to fucking do
Who
it?
Who loves ice cream that much?
My kind of like.
No, because they say for me to cut down the protein.
So cut down the fucking protein. What are you doing?
Right.
I don't really know what.
What protein is? Oh, Christ.
Yes.
Do you have Bing? Can you Bing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe go on the tubes. Maybe go on Google. I think probably help you out.
Go on Google.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, man. Just don't eat fucking protein.
Yeah,
talk to your doctor.
Protein out, man.
If that's killing you, if that's going to put you on dialysis, then just don't do it. People talk. I might die if I die. Because you're not the only one, David. But there's people out there that are like, oh, I have horrible kidney stones, but it's caused by like calcium. If I eat cheese, but I just love pizza, but I feel like I'm dying every other week. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, what do you do? I worked at a guy at a Horn Blasters that had that.
Okay.
And he would just fucking eat a whole pizza. And then the next day at work, he'd be like sitting all fucking weird. He'd be sitting backwards on a chair. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He goes, I had pizza last night. I go, what the? Are you a Renaissance man? What the fuck is wrong with you? And then he's like peeing blood and shit.
What?
Yeah, because the kidneys. And he was young. He was like 22.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like,
God. What
are you? I'm like, never eat a fucking pizza.
No shit.
Think about it. There should be a direct like correlation, association in your mind. When you see a pizza, you fucking freak out and
I
run away.
I would tell him, never eat a pizza again. And then for like the next month, every fucking day, I'd have Jets there fucking on my plate.
Oh,
that's
so delicious.
I'd be like, oh my God, this is the best goddamn pizza ever. And I would take my fork and I'd eat with a fork and I would just cut like a piece off of it and just go, oh my God, Jets pizza is the best fucking pizza ever.
This guy's a piece of shit.
Another thing, Anna.
I forgot you were on the line.
That, I was kind of happy that they got rid of that one person on that station.
Okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I feel kind of bad about all the things I said.
The real
kind
John
of
from Naples,
that.
1,000 bits.
Yes, the real. I did see that. I'm sorry.
I know, I did
and
too.
Bob Armand Grunt 114. Thank yes. you. Listen, I kind of danced on someone's grave a little bit.
Bob
I feel
Armand Grunt 214 a little bit ago.
Thank you. I do feel bad about some of the things I said, but also not really. You know, it's one of those things where you get really excited. I had a great day when I found out that person was fired, but then I'm like,
yeah.
Anna, you can't be fuck. Yeah, that person was a piece of shit to you,
yeah,
and it sucks, but I should not be wishing, not ill, obviously I don't want him to be sick, but I shouldn't be wishing, you know, misfortune on other people, even though
yeah,
that guy is a total piece of shit.
They got you fucking fired over there.
And yeah, but and here's
you
the
tell her, David.
It's
fuck
weird
that guy
because I have a massive amount of appreciation for him because it led
yeah.
me here. But also, I've separated those two things that me being here was a cause of him, which is great. But also, fuck him for being a piece of shit. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like it ended way like a best case scenario, but it also could have like knocked me out of the biz completely. It was
yeah.
really a
mm-hmm.
crapshoot.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wouldn't have. A chance to call and butt.
I know.
Exactly.
Thank you. All right, don't eat protein, okay? We got to go get some money.
Okay, I love you guys.
We love you too, David
okay.
Hernandez. We'll see you in a few months at BARP, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
See ya.
Deuces.
No protein until then.
All right, I see you calling, but we got to take a little bit of a break. We got to grab some monies, and we'll be back. We'll be back soon. We'll be back soon.
Manscaped offers the best in precision-engineered tools for men's below-the-waist grooming. They just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUBBA at manscaped.com. Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. The Lawnmower 4.0 features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It is a multifunction on-off switch with a travel lock. Use the 4000K LED spotlight when you need to get a more precise shave or maybe some of those dark areas. Customize your trim through additional guard lengths, sizes 1 through 4. Enhance your confidence with Manscaped's new Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off your order and free shipping with code BUBBA at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with code BUBBA at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
What a surprise. Thank you so much to Tease.
Yeah.
just stepped outside, and like you said, she's already gearing up for the BART party of 2023, technically.
2022.
Right, but it would be in 2023. She's, you know, already trying to qualify for that party is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much to her. What the fuck is going on? There it is. Thank you so much to her. Really appreciate it. If you'd like to call in 813-90-BUBBA, we left off in my little Bumble debacle about what to do if you think. And again, it's not like I found this person cheating or anything like that. It's just inappropriate behavior. You know, and then you ask yourself, well, what quantifies or what qualifies as cheating?
It's trying to cheat.
Right. It is trying to cheat, which is attempted cheating is, in my book, just as good or just as bad, sorry, as cheating.
Yeah, because had the opportunity arose, you would be cheating. Like, you're actively trying to cheat.
Let me give you an example of cheating that's not really cheating, but it a perfect analogy. When I was at Cox, we found out that during the show that I was on in the evening, in the nighttime, our company was trying to do a business deal with the Lightning that they were going to just play Lightning games during the show. And that we probably would, I doubt we would be doing a show like once a week or twice a week. We would probably just be removed off the air altogether.
Okay.
And we found out that they had tried to do it, but it fell through. It didn't work out. So we just remained on the air. And my boss said, hey, don't worry about it. It didn't work out. So you're fine.
Yeah.
And I go, you tried to kill the show because it didn't work out on someone else's end. I shouldn't feel good about it. Like I'm on my way to go fuck some broad. If I'm a dude, I'm on my way to go fuck a broad, but then she backs out or, you know, her kid gets sick.
Right.
And then you tell your spouse, oh, I didn't cheat on you because, you know, something, I got a flat tire on the way to go fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, but it was attempted fuck.
Yeah.
Attempted murder should be fucking murder. You know what I mean?
It's one of those things, like, it's not quite as bad, but it's literally like a millifucking second, like one hair away from, like,
to me, it's just as bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it was just, it was a happenstance that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
The intention was the same. The intention was to kill the show. The intention was to cheat.
Yeah.
So given the fact that the stars would have aligned and nothing would have happened to obstruct that, you would have gone through with it.
Yes.
Just as bad. I'm glad that brings us to our next topic, which school shootings are like coming back in vogue, which is nice because things are returning back to normal. I know a lot of comedians made that joke. They're like, I know things are getting back to normal because kids are shooting up schools again. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a hackneyed joke, but it is kind of true. And in Texas, I believe this was yesterday, maybe the day before. No, because I added it in prep yesterday, so it must have happened on Wednesday.
Okay.
There was a school shooting in Texas. Not sure exactly where, but I think 4 people were injured. Nobody died. Thank God. But no one died. There were a few people that, I think there was a boy that was shot. I think a pregnant teacher
but
that was injured.
They were attempting to kill them.
Correct. they tried to kill.
Yes.
The fact that they couldn't, I'm like, dude, that's like shooting fish in a barrel. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying if you were in a school full of kids and you were unable to kill anybody, staff, student, janitor, you fucking suck more than you know. I'm not saying you should go shoot up a school.
I indirectly got fired for making that same statement at a job.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen here. But what I'm saying is, that's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Yes.
How the fuck do you miss? Nevertheless, that's not the point I'm trying to make.
What I said too.
How the fuck do you miss? Jesus Christ. I could do it with my fucking eyes closed. I've shot a gun one time in my life.
What I said. How are the numbers so low?
Jesus Christ. You hit someone in the leg, like he injured a boy, and no one was even critically injured. You know, it's not even like, oh, they're paralyzed. It's like you got his toe. What the fuck?
It's actually more difficult to shoot and kill someone.
Not like he was shooting for the foot. Like he's just haphazardly shooting, but he didn't even like. They literally said everyone's going to be fine.
Next time we go shooting, we'll actually go and put targets up, and you'll see how it's not easy to.
Again, if you've got a school full of people,
no, I know, and I agree.
You know, how can it be that one guy goes and kills 17, 18, 19 people, and one kills zero? You suck. Right. You're terrible.
Right. That's just it.
You're an embarrassment of school shooters. You should be ashamed
Imagine
of yourself.
Imagine how your parents feel.
Yeah.
You're only able to nick a few kids.
Yeah, you can't. You failed at something else, too. You failed at being a good human being, and then you failed at being a bad human being. You failed at everything. You suck, you piece of shit. Anyways,
you're
now.
You're going to go shoot a school up.
I actually feel a little bit more comfortable with him leaving just because his aim is so fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, this person, I think he was 18 years old. Let me pull up all the shit here. I was so fucking angry when I read this. I was so mad. His name is... Because let's give him some more press. Let's see here. The student accused of injuring four people in a shooting at Mansfield Timberview High School in Arlington on Wednesday was released on bail from the Tarrant County Jail on Thursday as his attorney and family made new statements in his defense. His name is Timothy Simpkins. He's 18. The family gathered outside of the jail and joined in a prayer circle. For whom?
Right.
For him or for the people he tried to fucking murder in cold blood? Anyways, this guy, the Simpkins, who was charged with three counts of aggravated assault, not attempted murder? What the fuck?
Well.
Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon was transferred from Arlington Jail to Tarrant County facility before being released. He tried to kill people on Wednesday. He was released on Thursday. What the fuck? After spending hours inside the jail, the family emerged and ushered the teen into a...
He's laughing as he's leaving jail.
Into a white Mercedes-Benz parked outside the building. His parents are taking him to go get an ice cream sundae. Doug Clem take Bubba when he hit the home run?
Oh, to get the fucking the home run.
The monster fucking sundae.
Yeah, whatever that was called.
I forgot what it's called, but he's on his way there right now. He's on the equivalent of a Dairy Queen about to get a brownie boat and some sugar in his face. Family declined to comment to reporters outside the jail, but online a family spokesperson attributed a statement on behalf of Simpkins' mother and grandmother. So they said that the kid was fucking bullied. They're all... I was bullied. Blitz was bullied. Everyone that lives is bullied for something.
He got into an altercation with a classmate.
Which is online as well. Can I play that for you?
Yeah, hang on. I can put it on Twitch.
All right.
Let me see.
I watched some of it last night, but I was too tired to like finish it. It was only like a minute.
Is it very graphic? I didn't watch it.
I honestly don't know.
All right, then I'm not going to put it on Twitch.
He's fighting. Let's see. David Harris Jr. I know that's where I saw it. Fuck. Is that his name? The... political commentator guy.
Sam Harris Jr.?
No. Fuck. All right. I'll have to find it during the break. I don't want to spend too much time. Harris Jr. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? He's like half black. He's like a conservative. He loves Trump.
Do you think
David? Anyways, go ahead.
Do you think that the fact that he like wasn't a normal school shooter had anything to do with the fact they let him fucking out?
Whatever do you mean, Blitz?
Well,
whatever do you mean? At David Harris Jr.
He drives a Mercedes. That's what I mean.
Oh.
No, because he's not white. Because
yeah,
most school shooters are white.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that to me is like 100% what the fuck happened. When I first saw the school shooter, I said to myself, "Oh, well that is interesting because that is what Patrice O'Neill would call a white guy crime."
Well, here's the thing, though. He's not a school shooter.
Did he not shoot up a school?
He didn't go to school with the intent of shooting up a school. Supposedly, he had a gun in his backpack, got into a fight, and decided it'd be a great idea to pull a gun out and just start shooting.
I gotta find this fucking fight. His name is what? Timothy Simpkin fight. This has got to be online somewhere. Not too hard to find, right? Timberview, there is a fight is online. Let's see. Is this it? No.
Is it in the post? Let me see the post story.
Yeah, I really want to find it because I feel like that's going to tell us a lot. At David Harris Jr., I'm telling you, that's the guy that I saw it on his profile.
I don't see it, but yeah, it says he got into a fight and then like after the fight was broken up, he pulled his gun out and started shooting.
Yeah, we can't be doing that. We can't be doing that, folks. We can't be shooting at people. But that doesn't matter if what the intention is. The fact is that he shot up a school.
I know. I'm just saying, as far as like the typical white guy crime, like he didn't go, hey, I'm going to go shoot a school up. He got into a fight and decided to pull a gun out, which is different. Still, the crime should still be the crime.
I mean, so what does that go from, like, first degree to second degree? Like, is that the argument that you're making?
I mean, I guess it's aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
That is fucking not that. Oh, I see what you're saying. So because it wasn't the intent to murder.
Because he was trying to shoot the guy that he was in a fight with, and he was such a bad aim, he hit three other people.
He hit fucking nobody. All right, I got it. Can I?
He hit a pregnant woman as well.
Yeah, that's what I said. A pregnant teacher. All right, I got it here. Hold on. Let me start from the beginning. Okay, do you see what I'm seeing?
So it's two kids fighting.
Okay, who is the guy, Timothy? Is that the white shirt or the black shirt?
I believe it's black shirt. Okay. I'm not...
Okay.
Hello!
Okay.
Well, probably shouldn't play this audio anymore.
Okay. All right.
Turn it down. Turn down the net. You can play the video. Just turn down
all
that.
All right. I'm going to play from the top. Okay, so this was the fight that led to yesterday's school shooting.
All right, so it's two kids in a classroom fighting.
Okay.
Wrestling around.
Yeah, not great. Okay.
No, I mean, it's a fight. I don't know who knows what started it, but.
Right. Okay, so the black shirt is the one that shot the school up?
I guess so. So I guess it was broken up. Like another teacher came in to help break it up.
Okay.
It says that they broke it up and then that kid pulled a gun out of his backpack.
And started.
To shoot this kid supposedly, but like hit three other people, which
in this classroom or was he going down the halls and stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, no. Here's the thing: why the fuck did he have a gun in his backpack?
Right, he's 15, I think.
I think he's 18. That said, he was 18.
Oh, I'm sorry. The 15-year-old boy was in a critical condition.
Oh, is that the one that he started the fight with? Sorry, I probably should have read up a little bit more on this. I was just in disarray the fact that he was
say he was a school shooter is kind
he
of
shot
wrong.
At a school. How is that not a school shooting?
Because it's different.
Just because it wasn't planned months in advance.
No. The crime is still horrible. It's still the crime. But to call it a school shooting, it was a shooting at a school, not a school shooting.
All right. I understand language matters and we shouldn't mince our words, but the fact that he pulled a gun, I don't give a fuck
where. No matter what, he shouldn't be out on bail.
If this happened at a Walmart, the same thing applies. Like, this guy should be fucking put in jail.
Absolutely.
And he's not even a kid. He's 18. So it's not like it's a question of, oh, he's 14. We don't know what to do with him.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this kid's fucking 18 years old.
Yeah.
Why did he have a gun in his backpack?
Why didn't he get charged with that for having a gun on fucking school property? Is that not illegal?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And the fact that I feel like if you have a gun and you're bringing it to school, you're doing that for a reason. And you're probably not going to figure out that reason in 12 hours, which is when he was released. To me, that's just absolutely wild.
Yeah.
And I know that the first thing that came to my mind, and maybe the first thing that came to other people's mind is, what is different about this person?
I want that shirt.
What shirt? What? Let's go, Brand. That's really funny. I think that the thing that we noticed that was different about this and all the other, I'm going to put school shooters in quotations, obviously, okay, is that the fact this person was not white. Now, if this person had been white and started shooting at people in the same situation, I think it would have been a very, very different outcome. Very different outcome.
Yep.
Also, this was in Texas, so this isn't like a super liberal. You know, if this was in California, I'd be like, but it's like it's just a little bit odd. It's just a little bit weird. But this kid should not have been. I'm sorry, he's not a kid. This adult human being, this adult person, should have been remained in jail and should not been let out on a $75,000 bond.
Now there, no question, I agree.
Crazy shit.
Yeah, he should not be released.
No, absolutely no.
But, you know, the problem is he was charged with probably something too small, and because of what he was actually charged with, he's able to make bail.
Terrible. Terrible, because he could have killed that woman, that pregnant woman. He could have killed a classmate. I don't know what they were fighting over. Yeah, man, like you can't be doing that. You can't be doing that and then letting people out and they're praying. I love how the family's probably praying for the kid. They don't give a fuck about all the people he shot.
No.
They care about the kid. Just BS. Hello, welcome to the program. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Granny. How are you guys today?
Hi, Granny Loves Anal. What's up?
Not much. I'm working on this site. I think there's a dead animal. I can smell really bad. Somewhere around
here.
Watch
your asshole next time.
What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
So I was just kind of, has anybody heard from Tampa Terry lately? I haven't heard anything from him.
Why do you think he's dead?
Does anyone care?
That's rude.
No, I mean, I definitely don't care, but I, at least if he did take a lick from COVID-19, they would bury him in Dresden. Isn't that how Canadians are buried nowadays?
Yeah.
With a turban on and blackface.
Okay.
Sure.
I was actually just calling to see if Anna knew a little bit about some Bubba history. Do you know anything about Cincinnati?
No.
Or pink parachute cords.
No. Are you just going to quiz me? Is that going to be the rest of the call? I don't know. I don't know a lot, to be honest with you. You know, I'm not from the area. I've done as much as I can. I've learned a lot on the show, but I don't know as much as like Blitz and Lummi and Dan in a way.
No, it's not. It's not a quiz. I mean, the story might not even be true, but apparently he went full Urban Meyer on, you know, somebody in Cincinnati in a tracksuit. That's all I really know about the story.
I don't know anything about that, but thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye. I wasn't sure if he was trying to get me in trouble or something. I'm not going to take the bait.
I know the story. I just don't get the correlation.
Okay. There's not. The correlation is we're going to try to make Anna look bad somehow. Either she doesn't know shit about the show, the history of the show, blah, blah. Listen, I'm not going to go deep into the archives. I would just like to focus on my role right now and how to make the show better and what we're doing what we're doing for the future. Not so much like, let me listen to 35 years of archives or archives, as some people call them.
Who would say that?
and try to figure out, you know, the ins and outs and the Iggies and this, that. I'm learning as we go, and I think that that's probably the best move. That's where my resources and time are best spent on today and what I can do tomorrow. Hello, who's this? Yep, you're on Off the Rails with Anna and Blitz. Who be this?
Hey, Blitz and Anna.
Hey, Mike.
What's up?
Hey, well, maybe there's actually one thing you and I can finally agree on, Blitz. But first, I would like to say, being a single dad, I plan on bringing my 7-year-old son to Kevin's
pumpkin patch party on the 23rd.
Yeah, well, you can say hi to Anna there. Oh, that's right.
Heck yeah, and then and maybe I can meet you in person, and you won't think I'm such a Renaissance hillbilly from the backwoods anymore.
Are you talking to me or Blitz?
Blitz.
Oh,
I don't think that.
I mean, I was born in Southampton Hospital and went to college, and I'm even certified as an EMT. I can't help the way I sound. I don't even smoke weed, but I sound like a stoner.
Maybe you should start.
Well, anyway, the thing we should agree on is everybody in the Bubba Army needs to get on top of Sheba. We need to get Sheba up because...
Start a movement.
If you look, in the past month and a half, it's gone up like a decimal and a half. And XYO
went down
a year
recently.
Ago was like 0.003. And in just a year, it went up like 3 decimal points.
I just want Sheba to get to $1 and I'll never see any of you fuckers ever again.
You and me both. And that's the other thing I worry about. What if Bubba does make it big? Then we don't have him anymore, so it's like a double-edged sword.
Triple-edged, please.
Yeah, triple.
Become a millionaire and then retire, or, you know, is there a happy medium?
I don't know.
Money's always the answer.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
Right, Mike,
go smoke some weed.
Yeah, smoke some weed, Mike.
Bye.
I'll see you at Kevin's.
Okay. Go do some whippets or something.
Right. If the fucking plane doesn't crash...
Dude, I literally
overloaded.
I literally just wrote down plane because I wanted to talk about that. I am so mad I'm missing it, but I'm also so glad I'm missing it.
I'm half serious that I might fucking drive.
Dude, I'm fucking freaked. Like, you're at weight capacity. You're on a runway that's not, I mean, I've kind of been. It's not really a runway. It's just kind of like a dirt grass field,
yeah,
right?
You can like walk right by it and see it.
I know. I think I have.
Oh, okay.
After I went to go get something from Jay one time, a COVID test. And I went there, and I just saw just a big open grass field, and it's a little bit too short.
Little teeny tiny prop planes and some helicopters that use it.
Dude, that's fucking scary. And
I'm actually seriously thinking about driving, by the way.
And this guy loves
and
fucking
I
planes.
Love flying.
And he loves like dangerous shit. You like going, you like fast cars. Like, you're not a risk averse person. You're a calculated risk person.
Absolutely.
As am I, but I'm more risk averse.
Yeah.
But you're calculated risk. Like, you take risks where, you know, it could go wrong, but most likely will be in your favor.
Correct.
This Bubba is a little bit, you know, haphazard when it comes to like his life and stuff, like going skydiving when you're like 200 pounds over the weight limit. I'm a little bit wary, and I'm really glad that I don't have to. I would love to go to Fort Walton Beach and be a part of that, but I also don't want to risk my life getting there, because that wouldn't be worth it. I'd like to see 35, please.
I mean, look, it's going to be fine. I'm not worried about that. The only thing that like would suck is if the weather's bad or something. Like, small planes in bad weather sucks, or like getting stuck up there and like...
Suck like they crash, or suck like it's unpleasant?
Both. Have you ever been on a small plane like that?
No, no. Mm-mm.
It's a lot more bumpy than you think.
Yeah, I imagine.
Even on a nice day.
I get scared going on big planes. There's no way in hell I'm getting on a little plane, especially when we're cut. I don't want to say cutting corners, but like cutting it close.
Right.
You know, like cutting it close with the weight, cutting it close with the runway length.
I mean, realistically, the pilot's not going to do anything that's like that dangerous, because number one, he doesn't want to die. Plus, I believe he owns a plane. I'm not totally sure, but you know, he doesn't want to ruin his plane.
Yeah, but I also feel like those people that do dangerous stuff a lot are desensitized to it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh, I've been in worse situations. I can handle it. Where they're not going to be as cautious, not because they don't know what they're doing, but think about it. He's done hundreds of rides, and they've all been successful in the sense that he hasn't died.
Yes.
So he's got a skewed sense of like what he can do and the weather and all that, everything permits, because he's probably been in a pickle or two where it's like unpleasant.
And he got out of it.
And he got out of it.
Yes.
So then he gives you, I don't want to say a false sense of confidence, but it gives you a false sense of confidence. Like a gambler, right?
Absolutely.
I've won before, I'm going to win again, and then you fucking lose all your money, except this time you lose your life.
Yep. I agree.
I don't want to, I can't lose you, Bubba, Jay, and Dan all in one. It's just going to be me and Lummy doing a show, and Jesus, who won't have a father anymore. I can't lose. I don't really like all of you guys being, even if you went on separate planes, I'd be a little bit more comfortable, because I don't want you all to go down in one go. That's going to be bad. That's going to be real bad, you know? Anyways, food for thought, 813-90-BUBBA. But I'm a little bit concerned. I think everything will be okay, but also, I don't trust Bubba's risk analysis when it comes to things. I feel like he...
I'll go with you on that.
Sometimes he misses the mark,
but
and he's
on.
Been very lucky.
And Bubba's the one saying, let's not go to this airport, let's meet at the bigger airport. That's Bubba saying.
That's a great fucking point.
That's Bubba saying that.
Bubba, who's not very risk averse and jumps into the line of fire, is the one saying, hey, hold on.
Yeah.
I've owned a plane. I know a thing or two. This seems a little bit off in regards to weight. He goes, I'm a fat dude. And the weight, and Dan's like, oh, yeah, I mean, it's like 1,000 pounds, so it's 3 pounds over. I'm thinking if you have a limit, you should probably be like 200 pounds under the limit.
Yeah.
And that's like the maximum is 1,000 or whatever the maximum.
Because you got to think the plane's probably 40 years old. So that limit was made when the plane was new, like fresh engine, new plane, all that. The plane's old. So it's got some creaks and stuff. And, you know, maybe like a little bit of a bent wing here or there. You know, engine that's not quite as powerful.
Dude,
some tires that aren't
as good. I'd fucking drive. No joke. How far is the drive? 7 hours? 6 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least you make it. At least you show up. At least you fucking make it. I'm not kidding.
I know you're not.
We're laughing, but like, I'm like, fuck.
I'm laughing because I see it in your face. You're dead serious.
Like, dude, I would not. I mean, that's a Dan, it's only pimp if you arrive. Like, it's not pimp if you crash, Dan. The fuck? If you've crashed a plane, it's not pimp that you had a private plane. Now it's a tragedy. And think about how many more people will die of COVID if Dan dies and no one can get ivermectin.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Dan, we need you as much as big of a dick you are essential. You are a fucking essential worker. Don't get on this plane. Don't get on this plane, Dan. God damn it. So many people are going to die of COVID if Dan takes a lick. And I'll be sad about Bubba and you too, and Jay would be really sad. But Dan, we need Dan. We need Dan. He's probably my least favorite of the four.
Yeah, what the hell?
But he's the most valuable when it comes to other people's lives. But, you know, do what you want. I don't know. 813-90-BUBBA. Let's take a call. It might be Blitz's last time taking this call. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Arlen Blitz?
Who's this?
Hey!
Who's this?
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, no, Brandon.
Usually he always says, hey, it's Brandon, the quad, because we wouldn't know who it was otherwise.
Right.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
That's all of it.
I just want to say, my mom was listening to the show this morning, and when you guys were talking about the airplane, she goes, I hope they don't fucking do that, because she don't want you guys to die before the party.
Before the party. You can die on January 16th, the day after, but please not before Barb.
Because she's getting a ring this year.
Yeah, she's getting a ring, and you're getting fucked.
Yeah.
You are going to get fucked.
Hey,
and
Brandon,
she is serious.
Brandon, I think it's so locked in that if we all died and she was still alive, you could come down here and still fuck.
That's cool. But
that's cool.
That's awesome. I can't wait. I've already watched a bunch of videos, like five or six or two.
Oh, yeah, because you're on her OnlyFans.
Yes, I am.
What have you found so far?
She's gonna be disappointed in the size of my, in the size of. In the
no,
size
she's
of
not.
No, she won't.
She's seen every size, color, creed, nationality.
Yeah, she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Republican, Democrat, dick. She's seen it all.
Yeah. She's gonna suck that thing like she's never sucked before, Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that.
Like the chrome off a trailer hitch, kind of.
Absolutely.
I don't get that analogy, but yeah. I
Do you know what he said?
No, chrome off trailer wheeler. What did he say?
He said trailer hitch, but yes.
I don't know what the fuck that means. It's going to suck it hard. I got it. I got that much. I know what that
means.
Like
a golf ball through a garden hose, right, Brandon?
Golf
ball. Yeah,
it's rubber. It doesn't normally fit, but if you suck hard enough, it'll fucking expand around that motherfucker, and you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Well, whatever gets you there, Brandon, use that.
But
are you going to jerk off before?
Huh?
Are you going to jerk off before so that you can maybe last a little bit longer when you finally have sex?
You think it's going to fucking matter one goddamn bit?
I'm just asking. I'm asking his fucking game plan.
His first nut is going to be 0.7 fucking seconds. She's going to touch the head and he's going to go...
Hey,
fucking instantly.
Fuck Blitz. I'm talking to you, Brandon. What's your game plan?
Another 5 minutes to get ready again, and then maybe another
5 minutes? That's it?
Five seconds.
5 seconds to get ready? That's your refractory period is 5 seconds?
No, I mean 5 seconds the next time.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to go from 0.7 and then wait 5 minutes, and his next time will be 5 seconds.
Well, that's a 500% increase,
yeah,
so good for you.
He's building up.
Yeah. So, I've been working on it.
Hey, I have a question for you, Brandon.
Yeah.
Are you going to jerk off beforehand?
Yes.
This guy. He's a piece of shit.
Anna, you have been doing better on Kevin's Law, though. I will give you that.
I what on Kevin's Law?
You've been doing better.
Better about not interrupting? I've been trying real fucking hard.
You're not good. You're just doing better.
I'll take better.
You went from 0.7 seconds to 5 seconds.
That's still an improvement. That's over 500% improvement, so fuck you. That's like 700% better.
Bubba Army Grant, 114.
Thank you.
Yeah, but this show is awesome, guys. I can't wait to hang out again.
Yeah, we're very excited. We're excited to see you and the Cobra.
Next time we hang out, it won't be by the pool waiting for some fucking dumb whore to not show up.
Yeah, now you got Caitlin Hadley.
Fuck yeah.
She's basically a celebrity.
Yep.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you, Brandon.
All right, Brandon.
I'll see you later.
All right.
All right, bye.
And hopefully...
Nut it out.
Hopefully your mom's right. We won't die. I'm kind of thinking about driving, to be honest. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, it's going to be a pain in the ass versus time-wise, but you will arrive.
Yeah.
You will arrive. And
you don't know how I drive.
I did get mad at you the other day. Piece of shit. Take a call before I get squirreled and get all angry again. Hello, who's this?
I'm driving safe.
Anna, if there's too much weight on the plane will crash down.
Ziggy?
No, it was Bill Cosby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Brandon. Well, Garnet's Goog on Twitch, formerly Brandolio.
Oh.
From many days ago.
Well,
let's go,
again,
Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
So this is one Brandon commenting on another Brandon, and then I got a question for Blitz. As far as Brandon the Quad and him getting taken around the farm, I don't think he should blow the load beforehand. I think he needs to, you know, keep it gummed up for 4 or 5 days and really bring it to her.
I completely agree with you.
I mean, she's just going to look at it.
I mean, you don't want to be spitting. You know that second one, there's barely anything to it. And if you're already not really bringing the steam, you don't want to, like, also be shooting cobwebs.
I completely agree. So,
but don't you actually want to make it to the sex part?
Huh?
He'll get there. I mean, he could go for round two, but at least save her the first one.
Exactly. So here's the thing is, let's say he's got 3 or 4 in a day. Like, that's his max.
Mm-hmm.
Why waste one early on when you could fucking use it with her?
And it's your first one ever with a partner? Like, you want that big one to just...
Absolutely.
All right, all right. Well, I'm just thinking, like, she takes off her bra and you fucking nut.
He's going to anyway!
All right.
Yeah,
stop fucking yelling.
Happens,
I get it.
Might as well be the biggest explosion he can get.
Exactly.
All right, that's how we're going to really impress... Listen, all right. And she seems like she'll give you, like, a fat hour. Like, she's not going to be like, you got 40 minutes and that. She'll fucking...
Oh, yeah,
two hours. Doesn't matter.
No, she's fucking
trooper. She's brainstorming. She's like, I got fucking moves for guys in wheelchairs. So I'm excited.
Do you want to read that? We got bits. If you want to read the bits.
Hell yeah. It is Anna gave Blitz.
Yeah, I'm riveted. I can't wait to
Anna gave Blitz poopy D 500 bits.
Thanks for the bits.
Thank you. And also fuck off, bitch.
So Blitz, here's my question for you. Completely different topic.
What's up?
I just picked up a Diamondback 15 300 blackout.
Okay. Nice.
And I was just curious what your. I know Diamondback's based out of Florida down
Cocoa
there.
Beach,
and if you just, if you had any experience or firsthand knowledge with Diamondback and.
I
call them that.
Huh?
Never mind. Go ahead.
I had the DB380. That's like the first gun that came out with the little pistol. Good little gun. I have not shot their ARs at all, though. I have no experience with their ARs. I've heard they're good. I don't know.
Right on. And then so I put the EOTech 300 blackout HWS for it on there.
Nice.
And I guess I didn't really pay attention and the G33 magnifier behind it.
Okay.
But I wasn't really I wanted to be a little fancy and Gucci and have that optic just because it says 300 black on the side. Well, come to find out, I didn't realize that this one particular optic doesn't have the night vision capability. And that's my next big score is trying to get some good nods.
I've been looking at that as well.
Right on. Cool.
I don't have any yet, though.
Oh, you have more bits.
Just threw a little Blue Force 1-point sling on there. And
nice.
Cool.
Building her up. Cool. Anyway,
awesome,
you guys are doing awesome.
Enjoy.
Anna, you're growing on me as far as everybody else.
Like
I
moss.
Think we love you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Anna Hummel is my soulmate, 200 bits.
And above the dreams of being 2X, 100 bits. Did you call that one out too?
No, I was going to.
All
do
right.
That. Perfect.
Before we leave, and since we're talking about death already, I think it'd be fun to transition into a little euthanasia talk. Not youth in Asia.
Oh, what's wrong with the kids in Asia?
What's wrong with Chinese kids? I don't have that kind of time. Dude,
is that the first
fucking
thing you think
drive.
Of,
please
is that
drive.
The, is that the first thing you think of every time?
Yeah, well, when I found out what euthanasia was, I think it was, like, way too old. Like, I think I was, like, 20. You know me. I told you about my areola story, and I thought it was pepperonis. I told you about that. Every now and again, something will miss my radar, and maybe it happens more frequently than I would like to admit.
Way missed the fucking radar.
Yeah, dude. I was fucking 18 years old. I was a freshman in college at University of California, Santa Barbara. And I lived in the dorms my first year. Francisco Torres dorm rooms. We called it the FT Towers, the fuck towers, obviously.
Okay.
That's what the F stood for. I'm hanging out in first floor north, which was my floor. And I met some cool girls and guys, and we're hanging out. We're drinking. Every Thursday was college night. Actually, every day was college night. But Thursdays especially, we would have what we call the hall bonding, which is you drink as much as you can until you fucking black out, and then you stumble back to your room, and you go to class Friday morning. Typical, right? And it's Thursday room hall bonding. I'm in there, and someone is talking about areolas. Mm-hmm. And I know what a nipple is. I know what a titty is. I just never heard of areolas. And I think I thought it was a pasta, and they were talking about areolas. And I'm like, yeah, I like pepperonis. Or I said something stupid. Like, I said something like, oh, no. Like, I made a reference to an Italian food. Yeah, it was really fucking stupid. Like, I was just like, yeah, like, I like the linguine or something dumb that showed that I clearly didn't know what the fuck was going on. And they go, do you know what an areola is? And I go, I thought it was like a pepperoni or something.
Could be.
They're like, no, it's you're like your nipple. It's like the around part of the the pink part. And
it's
I go,
the part,
oh.
Other than the actual nipple, it's the other part.
Yeah, and I fucking didn't know that. I didn't know that. So yeah, I found out about euthanasia probably a little too late. But it's one of those things where they're saying it and you're like, that's a word I had never heard before. So I'm gonna just nod my head, and as soon as I can get to a fucking computer or my phone, it was hard to do phone in like smaller classes because like the professor's like looking right at you. And he's kind of hot. He was a Jew. I forgot his name. Something Berg. But anyways, it was a biomedical ethics class. And he's talking about euthanasia, and I'm just nodding along. And I'm just like, and then you kind of start putting things together because you start like really listening to the context. Like euthanasia, dying. All right, what's this? Look it up. Spelling it wrong. Finally, okay. Oh, okay. So you're trying to better off dead. That's the Latin, I think, interpretation.
Okay.
So this woman in Bogota, Colombia.
Oh. Or Bogota.
Whatever, dude. I'm trying to be snazzy, and you're fucking shitting all over it. She is, I believe, 51 years old. She is a mother and a devout Catholic, and she plans to die by euthanasia on Sunday. So apparently, Colombia, I think, is one of the only countries in South America that allows euthanasia.
Okay, what's her deal?
She's got Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay.
Not good. Not good at all.
ALS.
I always get ALS and MLS confused. One is a horrendous disease and the other is a soccer league. So
it's a horrendous sport.
I'll be like, oh yeah, MLS challenge. And my friend works for MLS. She's it's ALS. Yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, you work for ALS. She goes, no, I work for MLS. I go, fuck.
Yeah.
Always get confused.
Oh, so you work for American League Soccer.
Yeah, pretty much. She's like, no, dumbass. But yeah, so this woman wants to die, and, you know, some people don't think it's right. I don't know how long Dr. Kevorkian was in prison for.
Was that in Michigan? Was he from Michigan?
I think so. He was like Lebanese or something. I forget.
He was in there for like, what, 6 or 7 years, I thought.
I think so. I remember rumblings of it. It must have been in the 90s because I was a kid and I would hear my dad make like dumb Kevorkian jokes.
Oh, yeah. That was the big thing.
Yeah. And I like didn't know who it was. And he would explain it to me. He goes, oh, he helps people die. And I go, well, what's their deal? Like, he's like, oh, they have terminal illness. They're going to die, but he helps them die peacefully. I'm like, what's wrong with that? He goes, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Yep.
But here's the thing, though, is that it gets very slippery slope, which is one of my favorite things to talk about, are slippery slopes. Because people go, okay, well, this is great, right? They have cancer. They have Lou Gehrig's disease. They don't want to live anymore. They're shitting themselves. They feel like they're a burden on society, their family, their community. Let's help them, you know, get out of their misery as quickly and as painfully as possible.
Jack was his nickname.
But here's the thing, though. It's like, what if you're just like really depressed? You know, like what if you have chronic depression and you feel you're like, dude, living is a nightmare. Every day is a nightmare. I want to kill myself. I have a broken brain. You know, these people may have a broken body where their muscles stop, where they completely atrophy, like their whole body atrophies, whatever, stops working.
Yeah.
And what about someone whose brain is just like what if you're schizophrenic, right? And you hear voices all the time. And I know a lot of people who have schizophrenia end up killing themselves just because it's like you can't shut off the voices in your head.
Yeah.
That's got to be one of the worst conditions ever.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I don't know how to deal with it every
like,
day.
What the fuck? And I remember I was listening to this TED talk of this shame. She was a young girl and she was just fucking numb. Like she was, I don't want to say, it starts with an L. It's not lithium. Is it?
Lithium is a drug.
Okay. I get that. And it's also a metal.
Yes.
But it's not the same thing.
Right.
That's stupid. That's stupid. Because you're making me feel stupid in my head.
Okay.
I'm like, was she eating a battery? Like, what the fuck?
Dumb bitch.
I'm thinking like,
now
what
I know her problem. The bitch lithium. Is eating batteries.
But it's lithium is also a heavy antipsychotic. Yeah. And it just fucking numbs you. And I had a friend in Michigan. Her name was Elise. She was a ginger and a true ginger.
Gross.
And she married another ginger. And now they have two ginger babies.
That should almost be illegal.
It should be. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, they're pretty fucking cute. But anyways, she had an older brother who was a paranoid. You're not a not paranoid schizophrenic. Why do we even use that as an adjective? Like, schizophrenic in the title just means you're paranoid, right? Who has ever met a non-paranoid, like, someone who's chill?
I think technically there's a difference.
Like, so, like the voices in their head are like surfer dudes, like, hey, man, you're like, what's up, buddy? Like, you're obviously going to be paranoid. But anyways, her older brother was a paranoid schizophrenic to the point where he would, like, one of those people who would drive across the country and get pulled over for some minor traffic infraction. And they're like, where are you going? And he said that he was on his way to meet his girlfriend. And they're like, oh, who's your girlfriend? He goes, Beyonce.
Oh.
And he had all these, like, gifts in the car and flowers. And
oh.
It's like, oh, I'm going to, she was like somewhere, Connecticut, I don't know where she was, Connecticut, New York, something like that. Somewhere on the East Coast. And he drove from Michigan to the East Coast, got pulled over and said, hey, I'm going to see my girl. It was Taylor Swift or Beyonce. I'm going to go see my girlfriend and I'll give her all the stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think they took him away to the funny farm for a little bit.
Good.
But here's the thing, though, is he hated the medication because I guess even if you're a paranoid schizophrenic, You have episodes of like mania, right? You're like manic and you have a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
But what the lithium does or other antipsychotics do is it just completely numbs you.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Now,
you don't feel super happy. You don't feel super sad. You're just kind of like a zombie. And he hated that shit. So he would tell people that he was taking it, and then he'd be flushing it down the toilet. And then all of a sudden there'd be another episode.
That actually happens fairly often is they say, oh, yeah, I'm taking it, and they don't.
Yeah. And so it's... Because I think even during the manic episodes, at least he had energy and he felt alive.
Like, what years was this around-ish?
I moved there in 2012, so this was probably, like, 2009, okay. 10 is when it was a few years before I was there.
Okay. Because they're, like, they try to use lithium less than they used to. Like, I think, like, in the 90s-ish, 80s, 80s, 90s, it was pretty big.
They were just giving it to everybody or people with...
No, but, I mean, like, it was... Now there's a lot more, like, SSRIs and stuff that they're trying to... use.
Yeah. And at some point, I mean, with schizophrenia, it's just you it's a battle you can't win. I feel like you just got to kind of manage life. I don't think you can really live a fulfilling life. What's weird about schizophrenia that's different from other mental disorders is that there's a late onset. So like with autism, you're probably going to see it in early childhood, right? You're not going to all of a sudden, you know, be 21 and then get autism.
Yeah.
You know, with other depression, you can usually see anxiety you see from a young age. But with schizophrenia, sometimes you won't see anything and then there'll be an event that happens. And then now that triggers it. And you always had the disposition for it. You're predisposed for it. And then all of a sudden there's an event that triggers it. Sometimes it can be a traumatic event. Like I remember watching this thing on television about a guy who he was like in his backyard and he was held up at gunpoint by like a robber. Mm-hmm. And that triggered it.
Sure.
My friend's brother took acid. I remember that's why I was really scared the first time I took acid. I go, well, no one in my family has schizophrenia, so I think I should be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time I dropped acid, I was like, you may never come out of the acid trip. You may just stay in there.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened with her brother. He was like 18 or 19. He dropped acid, and he fucking was never the same again.
Mm-hmm.
He like acquired schizophrenia. So that's kind of scary. Don't do drugs, kids, but you know they are sometimes fun.
Bubba dreams of being 2X, 200 bits, and 843 Bubba, 1,000 bits.
Yeah, so that's a problem. So what I'm saying is, going back to the euthanasia, is you have to draw the line about when is it okay to use euthanasia?
Right.
What if it's a teenager who says, I have a broken brain, I'm really depressed, I don't want to live anymore. Doc, can you help me kill myself? But I'm a 16-year-old girl and someone wrote something mean on Instagram about me. My life isn't worth living. Nobody loves me. I want to make the decision that I want to die.
Well... legally, they can't make those.
All right, so let's say that 18. They just turned 18.
Yeah, yeah.
I've just thought about that. I'm like, he's gonna fucking say that.
Yep.
All right, they're an adult. They're 18. Okay, they're still in high school. Someone says same situation. should that person be able to make the call? Now, I think that you should also have, like, doctor's discretion. They go, no, I'm not going to help you kill yourself. I think you're going to get out of this. I think you just got some adolescent angst and you're going to be just fine in a few years.
Here's exactly what I was going to say is I think legally it should probably be fine, but you should probably not be able to find a doctor that will say yes. I think that's how kind of how it should be.
Yeah. And there are a lot of, you know, procedures that some doctors won't do on certain people.
Right.
Right. So yeah. Like Dan says, he's refused service to people.
Absolutely.
He's like, you know, that's not for you. You're not going to fare well.
Right.
Like the bariatric surgery. I like watching my 600-pound life. I'm sure a lot of you are either on the show or watch the show. There are times where he goes, listen, you've shown me no reason that you're going to do well because you can't follow simple instructions. He'll tell them, I need you to lose 100 pounds for you to qualify for surgery. Because right now, you going under, you're probably not going to come out of anesthesia because you're too heavy.
Right.
So he tells them, go lose 100 pounds. I'll talk to you in 3 months.
Or they'll just eat past the band.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That they won't be able to control themselves. He needs to make sure that they can follow directions and they have discipline and blah, blah, blah.
I actually know someone who did that. They got the surgery. I think it was lap band. I don't remember. And they were happy that a year later they were able to figure out a way to beat the band. And still gain weight.
Oh, it'll re-stretch.
Yeah, I know. But like, I'm like, the whole reason why you did this is to lose weight. And now you're like saying how you've beat it and you could still gain. Like,
You shouldn't be proud of that. But
right.
I know people who've gotten that sort of variation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was, I think it was a sleeve. I know there's a few variations of gastric bypass, but same thing.
There's actually gastric bypass, which is totally different than.
Oh, sorry. Well, sleeve, whatever. Just stapling the stomach, whatever the case may be.
Yep, yep.
I think in most cases, not a gastric bypass, in most cases, they're just reducing the size of the stomach to like a cup, right?
Yeah. They're putting something around it to make it so that you clamp eat a little bit and feel full.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I know someone who had that procedure done.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they gained all of the weight back. But I mean, I know people who make massive swings.
Right.
And I mean, if you and like they outdo Bubba times 5x in terms of like the amount of weight that they gain and lose.
Yeah, Bubba's swings aren't that big.
No, I mean, they are. Before, what was his heaviest was 488.
Yeah,
and his
after, but after, but hold on, but after that, he doesn't go up and down.
No, he's pretty stable, like 3 bills, which is still heavy, but it's not like fucking wild.
But he doesn't go from like 3 to 4 back to 250 to 3 to 4.
And I know people who do that.
No,
it's wild. And one of them, and Bubba's never had that type of surgery, right?
I don't think so.
But I know people who have, and they kind of like blitz it. Now, they're not bragging about it, but it's one of those things where at first you can only eat a cup.
Mm-hmm.
But then the thing is, like, their issues with eating are psychological. Mine are too. We all have.
Oh, for sure.
You have physical hunger and you have psychological hunger. You know, a lot of times
question.
I'm not physically hungry all the time. Like, you know, when I'm, especially when I'm on. Yeah, Shark Week or something like that. I just want to fucking eat shit. And I'm not even hungry. I just want to eat shit. That's psychological hunger versus like I'm starving. My body actually needs fuel hunger.
Yeah.
So if you can't get your psychological hunger under control where you have like these massive cravings that you're not going to.
No, it's hard to.
You'll lose a bunch of weight, but you'll pop right back up, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to beat the band. That's what we're going to call it.
Yeah.
I beat the band. That's not a good thing. That's the one thing
no.
you don't want to beat is the band. But anyways. This woman who's 51, she has MLS, she's a soccer player, no, she ALS, she is going to die a very, it's going to be a long, drawn out, because ALS doesn't kill you right away. I mean, look at Stephen Hawking. Hawking or Hawking's? Hawking, right?
I don't know if there's an S on his name or not.
Meh, meh, robot man, if you remember him, he talks like this. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he lived till like, what, like in his late 70s? And he just lived like a fucking cricket his whole life. Just a fucking, he's just frozen. You know, it's a fucking horrendous disease. He couldn't do anything for himself. And I think
he got the chicks.
And he got fucking chicks, man.
He got the chicks.
He's like, I got divorced, then he got remarried. Now, listen, I don't know if it's a squirmy and grub sort of thing where she's like, oh, he's a celebrity. Even in the most, let's just go on this ride really quick. Even on the most, like the most. Gold diggering-ish hoes, you know what I'm saying? Like the people who gold dig and that's the name of their game, like the Anna Nicole Smiths, right? Like that kind of brand of person. don't even they have a line in the sand where they go, I can't fuck a rock. I'm married to a pet rock.
This morning we brought that up on the air. Remember? There was a lady that, and Bubba and all them, it's like, oh, would you bang her if she did this and that and blah, blah, blah. And like, of course, I had to just be like, well, yeah, of course I would. But I'm like, I mean, like, realistically, probably not.
Right. But they were just ugly and old. We're talking about people who are literally like a gingerbread man. Like, they're just, they're a statue.
Can't move at all.
Now, maybe that's best case scenario because they can't hurt you. You know, they got a lot of money.
Roll over you.
You can kind of tweak their little computer and be like, let her take all the money. You know, you can easily manipulate them.
Yeah.
You know, you could accidentally, like, you know, not put the brakes on their wheelchair and it just kind of rolls into the river and they drown.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. But I feel like even those people who are clearly with you for the money, don't they have a line in the sand? They're like, dude, I'm fucking a pet rock.
And you're talking about getting with someone who's like that, not I'm with somebody and they got this condition, because that's different.
Right.
That's different.
That might be worse.
Ooh, you think so?
That
no,
might
it's not
be worse.
No, hold on.
Think about if someone. Now this sounds mean. Imagine you're with someone and they're vivacious and this and that, mm-hmm. and they get this disease, and it's not something that they can just physical therapy their way out of.
Right.
They're going to be a pet rock.
Oh, man.
Okay. And then at some point in
but
that
not,
transition.
But not terminal.
Oh, it'll be terminal if I had anything to do with it.
Because in case people don't know, Anna is evil.
Now,
she's evil.
You
for
know
real.
They're going to turn into a pet rock, right? But you can't. Here's the thing. Guys, let's plan this out together as a team, okay? You can't just. You know they're going to turn into a pet rock. You can't leave. As soon as you hear the diagnosis, because then you're a devil. Okay.
What's the time frame?
Like, it's a gradual thing, right? So we have to work through this. There's going to be a point in your relationship, right? Where at first they just got, you know, it's like a little cute. Like, they got crutches and stuff. You're like, I can fucking roll with that.
Okay.
And they're just like, maybe they like kind of, you know, trip and fall, and it's just like, it's annoying, but you're like, you can deal with it.
Yeah.
But then there's going to be a point. And it's going to happen in the bed when you feel like you're raping them. You are a rapist because they are not going to be able to move.
Right.
And you want to pleasure them because maybe they have a little feeling in their dick left, maybe not. But if I was, say, Stephen Hawking's wife, there's a point where I am raping him. I don't even know if he's consenting to this. I don't like. I guess his dick is hard. That's not a good. You can't. That's because you can't use that. Because rapists will be like, "Oh, she was wet." You know, you can't. No, still rape. So if he can't consent, he can't even say the words. I don't know if you ever saw the movie. I think it was A Theory of Everything.
Mm-hmm.
There is a point in the movie where the wife, and I think that's what it's called. That's the movie about Stephen Hawking's life. There's a point in the movie where he's like 80% pet rock.
Right.
And she gets pregnant. And the whole family's like, yo, that ain't his. And I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Which means she raped him to come. She raped him. Now, at that point where I'm raping someone, I don't know about...
Were they married?
Hmm?
Were they married?
Does that matter?
Yeah, you can't rape someone you're married to. It's part of the vows. It's property.
Let's move on. If... Listen, some people are into that sort of shit. I am not. First off, I don't like to be a dom. So if you're the rapist, then you're definitely the dom for sure.
Kind of have to be.
Yeah, right. So if I'm like raping him, I'm not happy about it, which means I'm also raping myself.
Maybe
do you understand the psychological gymnastics that must go on when you are dating someone who is a pet rock?
Wait, hold on. What if he's into like being dominated, like financially dominated, where the girls like make fun of him and shit? She's there like raping him, like making fun of him.
And I'm humiliating him too. I'm like, what was that? Oh yeah, you can't talk anymore. Okay.
She's just calling them names.
No one is like, everyone is getting raped and no one is having fun. Like, I don't want to be in a situation. Now, I don't know about you. My sexual situation is bad, but I have hope that it will get better.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone like that, where you're married in a situation where you're fucking a pet rock and they're not getting better, and you, unless you are cheat on them, you're not going to see anything different.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at that point we need to start having talks about things. And I listen, I'm not trying to be a cunt, but the disease is, it's bad, and I feel very bad for you, and I'm going to do everything I can to help you, but I also deserve to live a life.
Yeah.
I deserve to live a life, too, where I feel like I'm not fucking an inanimate object, you know?
So you're with a guy. You guys have been together 10 years.
He would get ALS. Typical. I'm sorry, but that's just my luck. I'll meet someone I like, and then he's like, you know, then he turns into...
So, what would you do?
Well,
so let's say 15 years.
Mm.
You guys are together, happily married.
Mm.
You got his last name. Everything.
Oh, I got his last name. So I really fucking love this guy. All
right.
Okay. It's all my values just out the window.
Yeah, yeah. You
all
guys
right.
have a kid. It's the fucking
third.
John. Yeah, John. Whatever the fourth. Fucking.
Fuck that shit. Okay, I'm going along. Go ahead.
Right. He gets ALS.
Uh-huh.
Or something.
First, you got to kill the kids.
Quick progressing.
First, you kill the kids because they may be. You don't want that circulating in the gene pool, and not with mixed with my fucking precious DNA. Hell, fucking no. But okay, you kill, drown the kids.
So for real though, like you're with the guy, blah blah blah. You guys are together for 10, 15 years. He comes down with this fucking horrible disease.
Yeah.
Oof. What do you do?
Well,
how long do you stay with him until you start cheating?
Well, here's the situation. Until I have the thought in my head where I'm like raping him or something. Because here's the thing, and I've said this before, and maybe people don't want to hear it, but it's the fucking truth. I don't think that you can, at least in my brain, if I feel pity or sorry for you, like whatever the situation may be, I cannot be sexually attracted to you.
Yep.
And I don't mean like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that your mom died. Like,
that's totally different.
Totally different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you feel sorry for the situation. You don't feel sorry for the person.
Right.
Right? You're like, that's a shitty situation, and I feel so sorry for you in this moment, but I know that you're going to be able to take care of yourself and whatever.
Yeah.
So once, and especially being a woman and wanting a man and wanting a manly man, like there's just no way that if I felt like you couldn't help yourself or I felt pity for you, whether or not that's what you wanted. But as soon as my brain shifts from like, you're my man to I'm your caretaker.
Right.
We can't fuck anymore.
You can't be
I can't,
mom.
I can't fuck you anymore. Yeah. I can't like wipe your butt and then fuck you.
So far in the chat, there's been two guesses. First one says 4 hours, and the next one said 10 minutes after knowing.
Both are wrong. 2 minutes. yeah.
At the doctor's office, she's going to say, look, you have to get an Uber because I'm out.
New phone, who it is.
Yeah. I was going to say that a minute ago, too.
Yeah. And it's and obviously, you know, we're half kidding because if you're like attached and you're going to go through a grieving process just like them.
Sure.
And there's going to probably be a while where you don't even want to fuck because when I'm really sad, I don't want to fuck.
Would there be a point where if he ever said, look, I know we love each other, but you need to live a life. Go find what you need to find, but like still kind of be with me. Like, would you ever do that?
Of course I would. I know that my friend's grandfather, when he was dying, his grandmother, whose name is Dee, I don't know what it was, and this other man who was in the nursing home because his wife was dying. So you have two couples, a man is dying, a woman is dying, their spouses are there all the time with them.
Mm-hmm.
When they finally both took a lick, those two got together.
Okay.
Because they, first of all, they understood where the other one was coming from. They were both widower. They understood what it's like to lose a spouse. They were bonding during the actual experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they probably thought the other one was cute or whatever. And I think both parties were, like, senile. So, like,
right.
His grandfather was senile and the other woman was senile. So they were out of it. So it's not like they had a sexual relationship or compassionate love, right? Even a compassionate relationship, because at that point, you can't even rely on that other person for emotional support
because
they're just fucking out of it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So... yeah, I think that's just kind of the nature of the game, that it's important for that other person to move on, or at least, right, do their wifely duties or be a caretaker, but also be like, that's just too much for one person to bear.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was even a small chance that they would turn around and get better,
right,
then you stick it out.
Sure.
But in the event that you know it's going in one linear direction and nowhere good, that's bad. What's fucked up about ALS, though, is it doesn't affect your mind.
Right.
So you're just like this, just imagine you're totally aware of what's going on, and you're just like... and you can't talk, and you're like fucking frozen.
Yeah,
you're just like a frozen
I'd
man.
Be out of it as well.
Yeah, at least if you're out of it, you kind of aren't really in the thick of the shit. You don't really understand what's going on, and your mind goes. I wonder what the experience is like for someone with dementia. Like, at first, I know it's frustrating. They get really angry because it's like they're transitioning, and people are like, "Oh, you're really forgetful," and they have enough. They're cognizant enough to know that things are changing and they're upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you're in the thick of dementia, once you're fucking leading a country like Joe Biden and you don't know if you shit your pants what you had for breakfast that morning, I imagine it's like a cool, like, do you worry less? Do you have less stress?
Do you think he knows what "Let's Go Brandon" even means?
No. No. But I imagine that it must be kind of a... because I wonder because obviously your memory goes, but I mean, do the negative emotions go as well, right? Like, because people who have a lot going on or are tied to reality, they're going to have a lot of, think about what plagues the human condition, but like in first world shit, we're obviously not like cholera or starvation, but in terms of like, stress and worrying and you got work and you got all these things that like, sometimes your mind is your worst enemy because you can't control where your brain goes. People think that you do, like you can control your thoughts, but thoughts really just kind of pop into your head, and you being like your conscious is kind of just, Sam Harris describes this really well, you're just kind of, you're not really the author of your thoughts, you're more like a witness to them, right? You're like, why am I thinking about this? I don't even want to think about this, but your brain is just fucking firing, and you as a conscious person is just like, I'm just along for this ride I didn't want to go on. So if you're in that situation, you're like fully aware of what's going on, you're like, I can't move. I got an itch in my butthole, but I can't even feel my butthole. I don't know where it is. I can't even say. Can you scratch my butthole? Can you eat me out like Buzzer Bob? Sorry. But then if you're just stuck and frozen like that, that would suck. But if you were just kind of Terry Schiavo'd out and you're just like, you didn't know where you were, that might be a less unpleasant experience, at least for you. I don't know about everybody around you. But anyways.
I'm all for euthanasia then at that point.
At that point, yeah. If you got MLS and you're playing fucking soccer, kill yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
How
just
you gonna
kidding.
Score a goal?
Exactly. You can't score a goal if you have ALS at MLS. Can't be doing that. But I think in those cases, it's obvious. And also, it should be physician discretion, right?
Oh, I mean, it definitely should.
Like you should be, like you said, you should be allowed to kill yourself. The one thing
legally.
That you should have autonomy over: my body, my choice.
Yep.
Unless it's a vaccine or abortion. But you should have the right to kill yourself if that's what you want. You shouldn't do it. Don't do it. But especially in these cases like euthanasia where you're just living a life of pain.
Physician-assisted. That's what they call it. Physician-assisted suicide.
Physician-assisted suicide should be A-okay. Because I think...
I agree.
Because you know what you're doing when you are not doing anything is you're just... it's what they call passive euthanasia, which is worse because you're literally letting someone die versus active euthanasia is like, at least you're keeping them comfortable. You're getting them closer to the point of death where they don't have to suffer. Because if every step is a rep, and by step, I mean every movement they make and they can't get out, they can't use the bathroom, that's not a life worth living, and it's time to go.
And I agree with Trickney Ashley. She says that's why you have those important conversations with your spouse or your partner now so that you're on the same page.
Exactly.
So it's clear. You know, when your head's clear, you're clear about, hey, this is what I want. This is what I don't want.
So you have the ALS talk. Say, hey, listen, if you get ALS, I'm out of you and I'm fucking your best friend. I'm fucking your brother.
Right.
He's hotter than you and he makes more money than you.
Yeah.
And now I'll have a reason to do it.
Sure.
Just pull the Hunter Biden, you know? His brother died. Too. Fuck whores. I don't know. Did he marry his brother's wife or he was dating his brother's wife? Something fucking weird. Anyways, have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for listening to us, especially me blabber on. Blitz, thank you so much for everything that you do.
Absolutely.
Have a good weekend. Be safe. We'll catch you on the other side on Monday. Bye.